You're listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing Podcast. How will Trump's presidency affect the Affordable Care Act in your practice? Should you create a concierge practice and stop taking insurance? What are the best, brightest, and most successful healthcare professionals doing to stay competitive in their practices? What can you do to provide top-notch healthcare without having to see one patient every 4 minutes just to stay afloat? You need to discover how to have a thriving practice, regardless of changes in the law, insurance, medical billing codes, and other obstacles that get in your way. And now, here's your host, Richard Jacobs.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacobs here at Secrets of Healthcare Marketing. Today, I have an extremely esteemed guest that I'm very happy to welcome, Dr. Ronald Blatt. Ronald has been an expert in the field of women's health for over 30 years, board-certified gynecologist, expert surgeon, and compassionate physician. Dr. Blatt, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, let's just jump right in. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your career and what led up to your practice and your specialty in the field of cosmetic vaginal reconstructive surgery?
Okay. I've been in private practice for 30 years in Manhattan, this happened about 11 years ago. It was kind of actually a slow time in the office, and I was reading New York Magazine at the time, and there was a little ad in the back of New York Magazine that said expert labiaplasty doctor with a 718 number, which is in Queens, part of New York. And I said to Rosie, who's my surgical assistant, I go, you know, I wonder if there's real interest in this, because I know how to do this. So we put a little bit bigger ad with a phone number, got a bunch of phone calls, even a bigger ad and got even more phone calls, and I actually put together my first website, and it kind of kept growing and growing. At that time, almost no one was doing this type of surgery, and now it seems like everybody is doing this. So we've been kind of specializing in this for 11 years, and it's the interest and the actual surgeries we do has only been increasing year upon year upon year. More and more people call up and come in for consults and have surgery. It's been very interesting.
So, Dr. Blatt, who are your patients? I mean, who is coming in looking for this type of surgery or repair? Any certain age group or demographic?
Well, let's talk about what type of surgery we're doing. The main two types of surgeries we do is called labiaplasty and a vaginoplasty. A labiaplasty is a reduction in the size of the labia minora. You can also do a reduction in the size of the labia majora, which is kind of the larger lips outside of the vagina. The minora are the smaller lips. A vaginoplasty is a vaginal tightening operation, and those are our main two. We also do what's called clitoral hood reductions, which is if someone has an especially enlarged clitoral hood, which is covering her clitoris, and they want that shortened, we can do that. And some other minor surgical procedures, but those are the main ones. And as far as who does this, it's basically everyone. Our youngest patients were, I think, 16 and had to get parental, you know, consent, and our oldest ones are probably in the mid-60s. So it depends on, let's say, which surgery. Well, let's talk about vaginal tightening. Generally, this is the vast majority of our patients are come in for this procedure after they've had vaginal deliveries. After a baby comes through the vaginal canal, it stretches out all the tissues. The vagina then kind of shrinks back down, but never to the point it was before, and the more kids, the worse it gets. So most of these patients come in saying that after a bunch of kids, they just don't feel the same when they have intercourse. They don't feel the friction. It feels loose. Usually it's the patient complains, but occasionally their partner complains also. And so they want to increase their sexual satisfaction. They want to be the way they used to be. And so the point of the vaginoplasty is to bring us, for us to bring the patient as close as we can to the tightness they were before they had kids. Occasionally, a small minority of patients have never had vaginal deliveries and come in and say they've always had felt loose. And initially, when I started doing this 11 years, I was a little skeptical. These patients, generally, when you examine them, they are still loose. They're just anatomically, they were just born that way, and so we help them as well. For a labiaplasty, that's all age groups, and it's done for different reasons. Usually, it's irritation with daily living, with clothes, with intercourse, with exercise, and also there's cosmetic interest, people who have don't like the way it looks. But it is the cosmetic, pure cosmetic cases are actually in the minority. I would say 10 to 20% of most of our patients who have labiaplasty for pure cosmetic reasons. Sometimes it's in addition to the other reasons, but the vast majority of patients' primarily concerns are just pain, irritation, and problems with just daily living, wearing clothes, having intercourse, doing exercise, and having pain or irritation from the enlarged labia.
So would you say, is this generally patients from all walks of life, income brackets, or is it, you know, is there a certain, I guess, income bracket that you cater more to?
It is really all. I'm amazing enough, it's all income brackets. You have people who are at the very bottom of the income scale to the top. There's no real variation. I mean, there's total variation. There's no real limitation as far as the income bracket. And I think, once again, this is a kind of growing field as more and more people find out about it, that there's something they can do to take care of their problem.
So that sort of leads into my next question is, does your practice work with insurance companies, or is it more out-of-pocket payments only for the reconstructive vaginal surgery?
For the cosmetics procedures, it's no insurances are involved. It's all out-of-pocket. They consider it a cosmetic procedure, and so they do not pay.
What are your thoughts on concierge medicine practices, and is that possible in the OB and gynecological field in certain cases?
Concierge medicine, you know, if you can afford it, it's great. I mean, I understand the whole concept of concierge medicine because when I started my practice 30 years ago, this is before HMOs and all that, if medicine was practiced like then, you wouldn't need concierge medicine. And what I mean by that is way back when, 30 years ago, which is like a million years ago now, if a patient came to my office, they'd come into my consultation room, I'd have a full interview for medical history, and then have them change, do a full physical exam, have them come back to my exam room, discuss the results and plans and tests, anything we needed. And that whole thing took maybe, 20, 25 minutes, could be half hour. If any doctor tried to practice that way today, they'd be out of business within a month because the insurance companies don't pay you anymore, so you have to, for a doctor just taking care of HMO insurance, you have to really hustle. So the whole thing about concierge medicine is that the patient will get the direct attention of their physician for as long as they want. They won't be hustled out the door. I think concierge medicine definitely has a place today. The thing is that you have to be able to afford it. It's not for everyone because they charge a lot of money. But I think it's certainly possible in the OBGYN field. And if you can afford it, it's probably desirable.
Dr. Bly, how do you find good patients, or how do good patients find you?
As far as the cosmetic procedures, it's really vast majority is online. We have a very good website, and we've been doing this so long that we have good organic listings, meaning that if you were to Google vaginal tightening, you'll be up there on the top of the page. And so the vast majority come from online. People have interest. These are issues that are amazingly enough, even in day and age, people don't discuss with their friends. And so it's really just kind of searching themselves. A lot of times these patients will ask doctors, but still, even in this day and age, the average patient goes to the average gynecologist and says, I've got a problem with vaginal looseness, or my labia are enlarged, it's causing irritation or pain with intercourse. What can I do? The vast majority of gynecologists, even today, will say, you know, it's just normal. You know, this is what happens after you have kids, or, you know, your anatomy is normal. There's nothing I can do. Because we have many, many patients who come to us, and they'll tell us that they went to their doctor, and that's exactly what they told them. There's nothing I can do to help you. That's the way you are, and just leave it alone. It's normal. But the patient is suffering for years or sometimes decades with these issues. And so they go online, they find that actually there is something that can be done. So the vast majority come from online.
Now, you've developed a product line for women called Private RX. I personally have had a chance to use these products, and I've been completely satisfied and sort of blown away by the results. Tell me about some of those products, and what was the reason behind creating your own brand?
Okay, well, this also started many years ago. This started probably when I was just a couple of years in practice. And once again, I'm in Manhattan. My office initially was on 86th Street and Park Avenue, which for any of your listeners know, it's the Upper East Side of Manhattan. It's kind of posh. It's Park Avenue. It's very expensive. And so a lot of my patients at that time were middle-aged patients who were menopausal, perimenopausal, and who came in. And I noted that they'd come in and their skin and makeup would be perfect, their hair would be perfect, their clothes would be perfect, and they just looked perfect. But when I did my gynecology exam, their external genitalia were dry and flaky and saggy, and I noted, wow, they took care of their whole body, but they didn't even think about taking care of this area. And so I said, one day I'm going to come up with a product to moisturize this area, a specialized product. And it took a number of years, and we finally did it. And so that was the genesis of the Private RX line of intimate skincare. So we have what's called the external vaginal moisturizer, which is designed to hydrate and moisturize the external genitalia of a patient in menopause or perimenopause. It can be used by any age group, but it's really designed for this area. And before I go further, I'll just note how the products were designed. I'm a practicing clinician. I'm not a research chemist. So when this was done, we went to numerous laboratories to find the right one. And if this was an education to me, if you go to a laboratory as a doctor and say, I want to do skincare for women, the people at the lab will pull out a few bottles of cream and say, Doc, pick which one you like, we'll put your label on it, and it's yours. And we said, no. We want to start from the beginning. This is very specialized. So we met with a biochemist that was good, and we just told them exactly what we needed. These are menopausal patients. We want this to be for them for estrogen-deprived skin on the external genitalia, and it has to have a medical benefit. It's not just a me-too cream. It has to be really designed specifically for these patients, and it was from scratch. It took us a long time to get the exact right product. And so this was true for the external vaginal moisturizer. We then developed an internal vaginal moisturizer, which is you use every 3 days, and it mimics your own natural lubrication when you're younger. So once again, when you're in menopause and you have lower levels of estrogen, the vaginal tissues become atrophic, they thin out, there's less lubrication, less moisture, and it's often a problem with intercourse, which is painful, or just even daily living. It's dry, irritated, and people are uncomfortable. The internal vaginal moisturizer, once again, is designed specifically for menopausal patients, and it helps them a lot. We also have what's called a personal lubricant, which can be used right at the time of intercourse if you need a little extra lubrication, and our patients love that. We also have two products that help with waxing and shaving, so after waxing and shaving to prevent razor bumps and burns and ingrown hair. And so that's our product line. And we've been very pleased, and all the patients and customers use it have been very pleased.
So what has been the reaction from your customers and patients about the product specifically?
Well, it's kind of like apparently you've used our products and are pleased.
Absolutely.
Most patients have the same reaction. They've been having these problems, and other over-the-counter products developed by these large, big firms, not gynecologists, and they may do an adequate job or a poor job, but this is simply done by me, a New York gynecologist. And patients have been very pleased, and our company is growing.
I love it. Has having this line helped your medical practice as well, do you think?
Minimal. I don't think it really has helped because, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about it. We're still kind of a growing company. We're not a huge Johnson & Johnson with lots of money for advertising and marketing. So it's a kind of a slow process to get the word out. So we've had certainly it's helped a little bit, but not as much as you might think because, once again, it's not a well-known product line yet. We hope to get it there, but not yet.
Where are the products available in stores and online?
In stores, you can get it at this point in CVS and Philo, Winn-Dixie. Online, it's PrivateRx.com, Amazon, Drugstore.com, Walgreens.com, and a few smaller outlets as well around. And it's and once again, we're expanding our distribution as well.
And again, I will say I have been very pleased with all of the products that are received and used, so I definitely recommend anyone who's listening who's interested to go online. It's PrivateRx, or go into one of the stores. I did not know that they were available at CVS. That's awesome. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Lastly, Dr. Blatt, what is the best advice that you would lend to anyone looking to make their practice stand out amongst the Manhattan crowd? There's obviously hundreds of practicing physicians in the area. It seems it's got to be a challenge, I'm sure, to kind of make yourself unique.
Yeah, well, I mean, absolutely. One, you got to go without saying, but give the highest quality of care. It sounds obvious, but I don't think these days it's harder and harder to do with the way medicine is structured and the reimbursements. From insurance companies to hire and keep the best quality people. But you know, start there. It's certainly best if you're a specialist in something, have some sort of niche, such as you know, the cosmetic surgery has definitely helped our practice a lot because we were one of the first people to get into this work. We do an excellent job. Basically, we're known in the community and other physicians. So you really have to just give high-quality work. Try to do something, even if it's straight medicine, but do a little something extra. Have an office that's, you know, exceptionally patient-friendly. Our office is just, when we built it, we spent a lot of money to make it stand out. I'm a physician, but I'm also a patient, and none of my doctor's office looks like my office. We have inlaid marble floors and chandeliers, and also we try to make our office very classy-looking. Most doctor's offices these days are kind of vanilla generic. So have to have high-quality care and just have your office stand out in some way from the rest. It's hard to do these days, but that's what you have to do.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your valuable time today. I know that you are a busy man, so just having this opportunity to speak with you has been fantastic for our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Blatt. I look forward to seeing what you come up with in the future here.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Healthcare Marketing podcast with Richard Jacobs. If you've decided it's time to take your practice to the next level, to gain more patients, better patients, or provide extensive better healthcare to the patients you already have, and you're thinking about going to concierge cash practice route, or if you just want to improve your marketing, contact us at conciergehealthcare.marketing.